Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Starship Sofa, everybody. Welcome, hello and welcome to Starship Sofa Show 219. I am your host, Tony C. Smith. Hello everyone, I hope everyone is fine and dandy. The start of a new year. Hey, how cool is that? 2012. And we're going to have a meta show today. Just basically where there's nothing, no stories, anything like that. It's just me really kind of plotting out the future of Starship Sofa and having a little chat about, you know, what's gone before as well. So if you're looking for stories this week, unfortunately, there isn't any. There's just me and a microphone. So before we kind of get into the kind of the meat of this show, I just want to honestly wish everyone a fantastic year to come, you know, 2012. Very exciting. I love this kind of time of year when you, it doesn't get as all, you can tell by when I'm going to do, talk about or what I'm going to talk about. It's just it's time to kind of kick new projects off and everything like that. So if you've got your new ideas or just little kind of niggles in the back of your mind thinking, oh, you should do that, you know, get it done, man, honestly. You know, especially if you've got an idea about this show, you know, jump on board now and give us some ideas because this is the fantastic time to kind of kick things off and start things. For me, 2011 was, it, like I said last week in the show, it kind of just zoomed past, you know what I mean? And we'll talk about kind of, for a couple of seconds, myself, health-wise and everything like that, put on a couple of pounds, I think, in 2011. I need to kind of get shot of them little darlings as well. There's a little spare tyre come round here, which wasn't there before. And I don't know where, I thought when I started a new job, it's just, you know, and basically it is, it's just you sit down on a computer screen, you have six bloody screens, and it's pretty much work constant. And I thought, well, there wouldn't be a chance to, like, my old job, you know, you could cook your own dinner, cook your own tea and everything like that. But for some reason, the pounds are still going on, so I need to get rid of that. And I tell you what, 2011 for me was a little bit, I don't know how to kind of say this, kind of mentality-wise, was a bit of a hard year. I don't know if anyone or most know that, you know, I kind of suffer now and again with bouts of anxiety. And it's a freaking nightmare, to be quite honest, sometimes. And I've had it since I think I tried Happy Baggy way back in, you know, when I was about 15 or something like that, 16, you know, and I got it then. I got it sometime round then. So I've lived with it for that long, but You kind of get over, it comes in like big waves, you know what I mean? Anxiety, it's a hideous thing. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I kind of, in the real world, you see other things going on with people and you think, God, it's only one little, you know, it's just me nerves kind of thing. So I kind of got it again in 2011. Great in 2010, you know, won the Hugos and everything. And I never even worried about anxiety. Then it came back after in with me new job. I got this, like say, I went for this new job and anxiety came back. So basically, mental state-wise, I've been a bit of kind of on heightened alert, you could say, over 2011. And you just, you know, if anyone knows about anxiety, you've got your own kind of tools and you've just basically got to live with it. And that's how it's, you know, you kind of defeat it, really. So it's, you know, it's coming along. So that's kind of my mental health state. And even now, you have like kind of off days and things like that. And it's just, it's quite a bizarre thing. So I think in terms of 2010, definitely 2010 was an easier on me mind, you know, than what 2011 was. But you know, it's one of them things, you gotta, like I said, you just gotta live it, you know, it ain't gonna change. And the more you kind of fight with anxiety to get rid of it, that's the whole secret holy grail, is that's not gonna work. You know, you kind of wish, I wish it would just go away, I wish I was just like I was, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I was fine. That's the one, that's the nail in the heart, that, you know, it's hard to get into someone's mind, that just what is the kind of ignition, the kind of the light that sets it all off again, you know what I mean? So anyway, apart from that, you know, I've been pretty upbeat, you know, still loving Starship Sova. It's strange how it keeps coming like year after year, you know what I mean? These years just tick over. You know, I think we kicked off Starship Sova in 2006, and like I say, this show is now 218, and there was 100 before that with the, you know, the original Starship Sova. So I think in one respect, and I've mentioned this before, this keeps my sanity. Do you know what I mean? If I was just left to not do something, you know, I kind of didn't have my time taken up by Starship Sova and all its other little adventures, maybe I would be kind of sinking into a whole kind of load of depression. Who knows? But for now, you know, like I say, Starship Sova keeps me going strong. And I think as well, that's the key for a lot of people, or a lot of people I kind of hear on the show, you know, via emails. I get some lovely emails off you all just saying, you know, what a little benefit it is. And that just, you can't honestly imagine how much that kind of makes me feel great. Do you know what I mean? Not in a kind of big-headed way, just because literally, it's just me now sitting, you know, everyone's went to work and school, and it's just me sitting here on my day off from work talking into a microphone. That's it. That's all really in the essence of it is. That's what Starship Sova is. And it's all everybody just, you know, by themselves, sitting down at a microphone, adding their own little bit, and it all gets mished and matched and put together here. And that is what Starship Sova is. And that's, I think, the key to it is everyone out there just helps a little bit and just makes Starship Sova what it is. You know, I'm so grateful to everyone, even if it's, like you say, it's an email sent to us or it's a fact article, you know, anything. Just what keeps, I think, me going and what keeps the show going and what keeps everyone going listening is just what is, you know, this thing that is Starship Sova. It's a remarkable little thing. And when I get an email from someone that says, Tony, I've been, you know, a bit low this year, and but you know, through listening to Starship Sova, it's getting us through some dark patches. God, man, that just, do you know what I mean? It just gets you, and you think, bloody hell. Because I don't get it wrong, there is times when you think, you know, dad, I need this, dad, I need that. You know, good wife's asking for this done, that done, and days off, and you know, and you're thinking, I've got to get a shoot, right, I'll do that. And you're sometimes thinking, life's taken over, and you know, I might not be able to get all these shows done. And I actually think now my wife kind of knows, you know what I mean? It's like, I say, Melanie, I've got to get the show out today. She kind of realizes now it is a little bit of an important bit of structure in my life and a lot of people's lives. So I think kind of what I'm trying to kind of sum up there is, for the foreseeable future, you know, we're on good form, we're still going fine, Starship Sova, and it's still going to be going fine into the future. I kind of thank the certain person enough, you know, that kind of, and I'm not going to mention names or anything like that. I mentioned a little bit last week on the show, just helped in a kind of financial way and just made Starship Sober the Rolls Royce of engines that we've got now, kind of firing on the kind of the Sober, what we've got to kind of run this ship. And it's just an amazing, do you know what I mean? She was kind of lagging, should I say, in a few months ago. That there was an incident once when I was doing the time travel workshops last year, you know, the holodeck workshops. I was doing one of them and everything just cut off. And that was, you know, it kind of started from there. It was like a bit of a power fail on the machine. And it was just from there, all the time breaking down my computer, you know what I mean? But now we've got this kind of shiny new beast that is just amazing. So there's a certain person out there, I just want to say, you know, I cannot express how grateful I am to kind of some people out there that kind of believe in me and believe in Starship Sover, do you know what I mean? And help out for just amazing times. Thank you so much. So, saying all that, you know, trying to be a little bit upbeat there and everything like that, the worst part about how at the minute is we've got some sort of hack on the virus, some sort of virus in the system or in the feed. And Josh is working like kind of friendly to kind of get this sorted out, because I'm getting a number of emails now saying, have you stopped doing your shows, Tony? I haven't gotten a show since oodles, whatever. So this is the kind of the score where we are. There is some sort of virus in there or some sort of hack in there. In the feed, some bit of spam or something for Viagra, Russian Viagra, something like that. And it seems to have stopped the downloads on certain podcatchers. I don't think it's, because I'm still getting, you know, I still kind of go through iTunes. I used to go, well, I actually go through another one as well, but I'll tell you about that as well. I've stopped listening to podcasts, to be quite honest. But it's certain podcatchers aren't getting the shows. So what we're doing, Josh is going to kind of have to clean the whole feed out. And it's a hideous big monster of a feed. And I don't know how he goes about, you know, kind of just getting this kind of virus, this hack away. But we're working on that. So that's the case at the minute. If you're not getting the shows via whatever reason, you know, there is plans that we are working at it to get that sorted out. Because it's just a constant nightmare, to be quite honest, and I have no clues how to fix these things. And I just know, I mentioned it just once, and you know, he spent all weekend trying to kind of battle it, you know what I mean? So that's the state of play. If you're not getting the shows, or you're wondering what's happening, and you're sending emails, and you know, there is some sort of niggle on the feed at the minute, and we're looking into it. If you subscribe through iTunes, then, you know, that's fine. It seems to be working great through there. Now, this is where I want to just mention a certain person, a Mr. Brian Thomas Woods. Brian has been tremendous help to me in the kind of background, running the art section. He was the art director of Starship Sova Stories and Starship Sova Stories, you know, just the whole Starship Sova. You'd get all the art for each month for everything that went on through the kind of normal show. But Brian has decided to step down. And I just, you know, want to say a big thank you to Brian. I miss him loads, to be quite honest, because Brian had this great skill of just kind of being there in the background and just tweaking things and working things on the kind of documents and having the artwork there. But, you know, all these good things come to an end, and I'm going to miss Brian so much. So, Brian, I just want to say, you know, what you've done with the show and helping us out with the artwork and everything like that, and your art, you know what I mean? Your art is stunning. You kind of get away from it. Thank you so much for all the work you've put in, do you know what I mean, over these couple of years. Amazing, you know what I mean? I can't thank you enough, to be quite honest. I'm so sad to see you go. Hopefully, you know, you're sticking around and we'll kind of have a chat and email and things like that, and you'll still listen to the show. But for what you did with Starship Sova, you know, thank you so much. You know, I truly will miss you. So Brian departing has opened the doors, and I've asked, or, you know, I've begged, I've pleaded, I've cried Skeet is now going to take over the reins of Brian's work, and Skeet is now the art director on the show. Skeet's going to kind of go out and ferret out artwork and everything like that. And what we're going to do this time, just for a kind of breath of fresh air, is change the art somewhat, where we're just picking art pictures that we like. They're not going to relate to a story. It's just the art, that's a nice picture. We'll have that on Starship Sofa if we can get it. Do you know what I mean? We've actually got to go, you know, to the artists and plead for them as well. But it'd be nice just to change it a little bit and just to have, you know, Skeet go out and say, that what about this bit of artwork? Yes, that'll be fine. And what I'm actually intending to do is getting Skeet for a little each month when the artwork is displayed on the website and when it's, you know, that end of the month show, get Skeet to give a little 5-minute talk about the artist and about the particular bit of work as well. So that'll be like a little kind of fact article coming from Skeet. And I'm, you know what I mean, it's... Skeet's been there, you know, when we first kicked off, Skeet took on the task. Says, oh, I'll draw you a bit of artwork once a month for the show. And then, you know what I mean, you kind of realise just such an impossible kind of bit of task to complete with Skeet's other work. You know, Skeet does this golf disc artwork for golf discs and everything. But, you know, like I say, pleaded and begged and cried, spat me dummy out. Skeet has come on board now, so we'll be looking forward to getting some voice from Skeet and to check out his artwork as well. And funny, he's got to kind of, you know, battle through me as well, because Skeet will say, Tony, what about this work? And I didn't realise I was such a finicky person. I don't know if that's the one for the same, but I just love, for Starship Sova, I just love the kind of, that science fiction art, you know, the kind of, what we kind of represent as science fiction art. So if anything kind of left of field comes out, I'm going to Skeet. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. You know what I mean? Skeet's going to kind of battle from both ends to try and get the work off somebody and to kind of please me as well. So Skeet, what can I say? You've got a fucking hell of a task on your hand there, sir. But honestly, I'm looking forward. It's lovely to have you back. I'm sad as anything to see Brian go. Do you know what I mean? Brian, do stick around, you know, and keep in touch. And you never know, I'll be calling on you to help us out. Hollywood. Skeet, welcome again, once again, to the show. And hopefully, you know, we'll still get Skeet on with kind of other things as well, artwork. So that's the little news on that. So I just want to talk about where we kind of are with Volume 3 and Volume 4. I have no idea at this moment about Volume 4. In my mind, I don't want it anything like Volume 3. Because Volume 3, you know, I'm saying for me and D, basically for D, was just a hell of a lot of work. You know what I mean? Even from my kind of point of view, just getting all the kind of articles and everything like that, it just, you know what I mean? It fair saps your energy. It certainly does. And to be putting a kind of blunt edge on things, Volume 3 didn't really sell nowhere near as good as Volume 2. And I don't know what, you know, it might be the kind of, well, I'm guessing it is the kind of economic state of the kind of, you know what I mean, we're in this kind of little bit of a double dip recession and everything's not gloom and doom on the financial things. But it just, for nearly a year's kind of work, you know, I think we've sold, and this is a rough kind of guesstimate at the minute, we've probably sold around about 130 books all in told, Volume 3. We haven't sold anywhere near the hardback special editions, what I was hoping to sell, you know, because that's a kind of nice boost of that. We've sold, I think, 10 of them, 12 of them. So there's still plenty of them to go. And lucky enough, I haven't ordered the whole kind of kit and the whole batch up from Lulu, because it's a few £100, you know what I mean, when you kind of order them all up, and it just zaps your kind of your little finances. So I've just ordered what we have, and if anybody else wants one, then we'll order them up and get them posted off. So in terms of sales, you know, it's been fantastic. We've got a little bit of money there now in the kind of coffers to kind of keep it going, but it certainly wasn't anything like Volume 2, and in reality, we've still got to make money to kind of still kind of keep this thing going. Do you know what I mean? That's the there's a certain few things that are kind of, we've got to be ticked in my boxes to kind of make sure it runs. You know, making sure we've got stories from our, you know, writers that are kind of, I need a kind of big backlog. I always like to have a big backlog, you know, because I just fret, to be quite honest. I haven't got them. If I haven't got them narrated, do you know what I mean? If you've narrated a story for us and I haven't played it yet, you know, it will, you know, get done. Just look at last week's when I played Fred's. I've had that story for donkeys. But it's just, I need to have like this kind of backlog of work just sitting there on the computer, ready to go, so we don't have to worry about it. And that's the same with the kind of the finances side of it. You know what I mean? We need to have something there because I just kind of dip into, you know, and I would. That's the kind of annoying part about it is I would dip into the kind of house funds to keep this going. And that's the kind of the thing you do. But I like to have some sort of kind of financial backing it just to relax about it. You know what I mean? That's the thing, just to say, not to worry about it, just to keep on turning the show over. Like I say, volume 2 just helped out so much. Volume 3, for the amount of work that went into it, it just hasn't been kind of feasible. And is there going to be a volume 4? I'm not too sure. You know, I've had a lovely email off Julie. Hello, Julie, who just emailed us today and said, you know, if you want any kind of help with volume 4, you know, give us a shout. I'm here to kind of, you know, I can certainly help out and do things as well. So, Julie, you never know. What I do know is I don't want it to kind of be as labour-intensive as what it has been. Do you know what I mean? It might just be now where we settle down and do a normal anthology as a hardback and a paperback edition. And that's it. Do you know what I mean? And the finances we make from that, you know, yes, we might not make as much. Well, it's kind of, we didn't make that much going that way, so we're trying this way as well. I honestly don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So that's the state of Volume 3. It was lovely. You know, I'm so proud of the editions, but I just wish more people had bought it. Do you know what I mean? That would have been a fantastic, just the effort would kind of be put in. Do you know what I mean? Just would have been lovely. But, you know, trust us, I kind of know, you know, finances are kind of down for everybody now, but it's a kind of, I don't know, it's just, you just want people to kind of have a look at this book, you know, and to kind of see what we can do. And, you know, when I guess 120, 130 people get it. It's not many out to say 5,000, 6,000 listeners, you know, it's a bit of a kind of margin of difference. So we'll just wait and see. So there's something else, you know, like I say, this new year is kind of just kicking off, and I always like, you know, kind of get projects off and going. And I've always wanted to kind of have something running where I'm not really involved with it. Yes, it's kind of my baby, or it's kind of part of the sofa canon, if for want of a better description. But
even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's really run without too much of my involvement. And there's something coming up which is actually going to start on the 13th of January, Friday the 13th of January. This is a nice big announcement. Starship Sova has now, will have a sister podcast called Tales to Terrify. Yes, we're going to have a horror podcast, a sister show, exactly like Starship Sova. Same kind of layout as well, ad on the site. And that's one of the reasons why, we've still had this like kind of virus or this kind of hack in the system, is I've had Josh working frantically to get this website up and running for this new podcast, and it's been right over the Christmas halls. So just, Josh, can I say, thank you very much. It came to us, the new site has just been launched, and you can find it at talestoterrify.com. And like I said, Josh has been working over that, so that's one of the kind of reasons why we haven't really, it takes age, to kind of do all these things and for Josh to kind of fiddle out with this hack. You just had to put that on hold for a minute until this, because I've had this date, and I've never really told many people about it, but it's always been there in the back of my mind. That's a great date to launch a horror podcast. Friday the 13th, There's only really one day you would want to pick. You wouldn't want Friday the 9th. What good's that? But this is where Tales to Terrify is like, I wanted to take a bit of a back step with it. I certainly didn't want to host it. That was one thing I didn't want to do. All basically my involvement is yes, I'm going to be the editor, but I just want to produce, work out the kind of the audio, mix and match the audio, and that's it. The host for this show is none other than Larry Santoro. That has been my dream for years, to be quite honest. I had a name for Starship, for this Tales to Terrify for a long time. I wanted to have like a sister horror podcast for oodles, probably since the second year of Starship Sova kicking off with stories. And it's always been, I always wanted to call it Blood on the Sofa. And for some reason or other, Dee pointed out, a great thing, what kind of that reminded him of. And I thought, that's not the name for it. That's not the name for it. So it was actually me and Dee kind of thrashing out together. Came up with Tales to Terrify. And there's always, I've always wanted to kind of take a back seat in that. I never wanted to kind of be a host of it, to be quite honest. Frightened of zombies, man, for God's sake. What kind of a host of a horror show? And he kind of doesn't like bloody zombies. But there's always been something about Larry that I thought, Larry's got this kind of presence. You kind of just sit and order him, He's like one of these, godlike figures, but like these kind of storyteller figures where you sit round and just listen to his voice, listen to what he's got to say, And it's all, there's always been Larry on my mind. And I mentioned this to Larry a couple of months ago. And, Larry is, would you call Larry a workaholic? I think that's probably the best description. He's got his job, he's got his writing, he does so much. And then I kind of sprang this onto him. And Larry just, Tony. And I was like, if I couldn't have gotten Larry, probably it wouldn't have come off, But again, I've got this habit of kind of crying. Spitting me dummy out, pleading, begging. Larry's now come on board. And the funny thing about Larry is, well, not the funny thing, he says, Tony, I'm not really a horror writer. And that's what, this show is. This kind of Tales to Terrify is a horror podcast. But it's what I kind of wanted was, total character-driven scary stories. Or character-driven stories in this. And I think that's what's kind of turned Larry around, not kind of out and out, kind of blood and gore. But, harken back as well to that kind of 50s image, of the kind of horror, scary thing, but really taking in like a character-driven stories. So that is launching on the 13th of January, Friday the 13th. And I've kind of assembled a great team behind it. So as like I mentioned there, Larry's the host. Fantastic. I've got now two assistant editors, Harry Margov. Harry, I hope that's how I pronounce your surname there. And Sarah Hendricks. And those are going to be kind of ferrying out the stories and actually uploading the stories and just doing everything, basically. They're kind of the meat of the show. And I've got Church H. Tucker as well, who's going to be like the art director on there, artist, who's going to kind of sort out hunt out and ferret out the pictures and get them up. It's basically, it's going to kind of run like Starship Sova. You know, once a month there'll be the art there, the stories, we're going to have fact articles in there. If anyone's, you know, out there that's kind of into the kind of the dark and the strange and the scary, and you want to do a fact article on it, you know, drop us a line, starshipsova@gmail.com. And, you know, it's got its own email address and we'll get all that kind of sorted out on the web. But if you want to be involved with it, you know, if you want like an idea, you've got an idea for a fact article for the strange and the dark, drop us a line. So that is launching the 13th, Friday the 13th. Look out for that. And I don't know if, you know, moving on there, I don't know if anyone noticed, there has not been any Sofanaut Awards this year. No. Well, it's just, again, it's Starship Sova runs, you know, by the people, for the people kind of thing. And I asked someone to kind of get involved and it's just, it hasn't come about. And to be quite honest, it's a massive job. And this year, it looks like there's not going to be a Sofanaut Award. It's a bit upsetting, but, you know, I'm not going to kind of fret about it. It's just, it's one of them things, you know. It's lovely to have it, but it's, I just understand totally how much the kind of work that's involved in doing that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, get in touch with us. Is this something we definitely need each year? Is it not? You know, I can live without it. It's, you know what I mean? It's, and I don't mean that in a kind of blasé way. It's just, if it doesn't come about, it doesn't come about. You know what I mean? That's, it's just, if no one's interested in it or no one's keen on it, we should move on and we'll think of something else. So if you're interested, still into it, let us know and I'll see if I can arrange it for next year. Just looking into the kind of this year 2012, what we've got lined up for Starship Sova in the terms of writers. Next week we're going to kick off with a fantastic, you know, good old science fiction story, a three-parter by Cory Doctorow called Martian Chronicles. It is just fantastic. And like I say, I just wanted to kind of start the new year off with something kind of big and massive. And this story just hits the guns, you know, it just hits all the right places. We've also got coming up with probably around about the, in February, we've got a a Jason Sanford special where we're playing a couple of stories by Jason and a little article by Jason himself as well. So look out for that. We've got some two Peter Watts stories. We've got a Jeff Ford story, Ben Rosenbaum, Ken Scholes, Rachel Swarsky, Mary Rosenblum, Pat Cadigan, Gwyneth Jones, Ian MacDonald, Nancy Kress, Kim Stanley Robinson. And I'm working on, and I can't really, I'm best not to say them, but I'm working on two big, huge writers as well. Oh, we've got Al Reynolds as well. Alistair Reynolds is saying, can give us a story as well. There's a couple more writers there that I think, if I can get them, do you know what I mean? That'll make a fantastic 2012. So there, and like I say, I've got loads of, you know, I've still got what I've already kind of sanctioned and gotten a read. I've got a new Alan Steele story coming up there, a new Gene Wolfe story. We've got someone, a story by someone. We've got Anina Kariki-Hoffman, Tobias Bekel, David D. Levine, another Joe Haldeman story. Loads of, you know, stories there. Karen Joy Fowler. We've got another Paul Cornell story coming up there. So there's lots going up in the kind of story fronts. You know, like I say, I like a nice big backlog of stories. So, you know, look out for those stories and, you know, other ones as well. I mentioned before as well about workshops. And we've got some more workshops coming again. We're going to have the writers' workshops, which will kick off in a few months' time, and the narrators' workshops. So if you're interested in any of them, we're going to have brand new ones of them kicking off soon. But there's two little kind of lectures that I'm looking forward to now. And these are going to be so intimate because we now have the system, as I don't know if many know, the HD Faces is now up and running from Citrix. This is where we can actually video and see the person talking, but you're only limited to the package I've got. And I think that's the biggest package you can get for video is 25 seats. This includes the hosts and all the speakers. So we're probably talking about 20 tickets for these two events. But we're going to have Amy H. Sturgis is going to do a special on Sherlock Holmes, which I'm so looking forward to. Like I say, and it's incorporated, it's going to be all live video as well. Amy's going to do different sections on Sherlock Holmes, you know, like going the kind of the literature side of it, right up to kind of the media, the films, and, you know, the BBC programme as well. Everything's going to be, as what I'm liking about it, is like live as well, video. So that's actually going to take place. We've picked some dates. I think it's the 18th of February, if I remember rightly, a Saturday. I will get all links and I'll get the page set up and I'll put it out on the newsletter if you want to get these tickets, and I'll mention it on the show in weeks coming. So that one's kicking off very, very soon. We're also working on with David, who does the movie soundtracks. David's going to do one of these video live events as well, music. And this is what the cool thing is. David's actually, you'll be able to see David playing, you know, he's kind of, his deck, his instrument, he's kind of piano, keyboard, whatever. And we'll be able to kind of have questions and answers with both Amy and David, you know, and David's all going to be on music soundtracks as well. So that's another thing that, you know, like, if you can have, like you say, a glass of wine or a bottle of beer and watching something, you know, watching David compose his music and play this music and have like an interaction with him as well. Fantastic. But that's the only snag, is there's only going to be probably 20 of these tickets for each event, because that's with the, you know, with doing the video, that's all we can have. The workshop ones where we're doing the narrators ones and, you know, the other one, the writers one, you can get up to, I think it's 100. We can do that on that. And there's going to be a couple more. I'm going to do a 101 Kickstarter project as well, where we get Mer Lafferty and Tobias Bekel, both who've done amazing on their kind of plans or their kind of projects. Past as well, you know, they got their funding. We're going to get Mer, and I'm going to get Mer and Tobias Bekel to kind of give you a kind of like a hints and tips on how to actually achieve your goal of doing a kind of Kickstarter project as well. So that's going to be something I'm actually looking forward to as well. So there you go. So like I say, we're putting up Amy's probably pretty soon, within the next week or two. So look out for that. If you want tickets for that, you know, get ready to get them. Like I say, there'll be 20, and that's all I can kind of, that's all we can do. You know, if there's loads more, then we've been talking about putting on another day. But we'll see how this goes as well to start with. We'll have some as well. We'll come in the future. We'll be having some new fact articles on the show. I'm trying to hopefully work those out there now. A little kind of, hopefully they'll come off. I don't want to give too much because there's still a couple of things that need kind of tweaking and, you know, testing and everything like that. But we have a couple of people that have stepped up with some great ideas for new fact articles for Starship Sofa. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that'll be, you know, because that's, I think, as well, it's another thing that gives me the kind of spice to keep going on this show, is like just new things that kind of crop up and, you know, hit you from a totally different angle and you think, oh, that'll be fantastic for the show. So listen out for that as well, if you can. And I'll, like you say, I'll keep you informed. But we have two special new fact articles coming very, very soon as well. I think the main thing as well, and it's like, say, every podcast is this as well, but, you know, harking back to what I kind of mentioned, you know, first up, when you get an email off someone and they say, you know, I've had a bit of a crap year, Tony, and you've helped us through it and stuff like that. I think the most important thing with Starship Sofa is, you know, to get it out once a week there and to get it out free. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the kind of be-all and end-all. You know, there is certain, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just cannot afford anything like that. And if Starship was going to go down that kind of route, and like I say, every podcast is basically free, you know what I mean? But it's so hard doing it free, do you know what I mean? It's like you're fighting all the time to kind of get narrators. You know, if you are a narrator, you know, if you're a UK male narrator, you know, I'm pretty desperate for male UK narrators, you know. It is a constant battle to get it out, you know, although you kind of think, oh, it's all free and everything, you know, you just kind of do it. You've got to fight tooth and nail sometimes to kind of pull these stories, you know, and pull a good narration from someone. So, but that's the commitment I made, you know, a while ago, and that's always going to be the case, especially when, you know, you get people that are kind of, you get an email from someone and like, a bit of a crap year, totally hard up, but just so appreciate your work, you know what I mean? That's just the whole reason for Starship Sofa. You know, if you can just get kind of some great fiction, listening to some fantastic, you know, fact articles, and just be involved with the community of Starship Sova. That means so much to us. I mean, that'll be, you know, forever and a day. That'll always mean something to us. How long will Starship Sova go? I have no idea, to be quite honest. You know, like I say, in terms of, you know, the engine that we've got now for Starship Sova, you know, she'll go for a few years now. My interest still seems to be okay at the minute, do you know what I mean? I don't know, do you know what I mean? And, you know, I sometimes kind of toy with this idea as well. What would happen? Do I just step down and hand it to her something, to somebody else? Or do I just, or do we just kind of close the engines down and just, you know, keep the shows in the kind of the atmosphere, keep them going? Anyway, those choices are a long way off yet anyway, so. But anyway, I think I've kind of covered most of what I wanted to say. I think there's been some highs and lows, you know what I mean? Getting nominated again for the Hugo was a big, big plus. Yeah, it doesn't matter if we don't win it, you know what I mean? Even getting nominated again, it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? But we've done it, you know, we've won it once and we got nominated again. That's fantastic. I think now the rules are changing for the Chicago one. I think, you know, from then onwards, they're going to have their own. I don't think it's going to be their own kind of. There's going to be a fan cast. So, who can tell what's going to happen there? That was certainly a high, you know, and I must admit, like, it was a disappointment for Volume 3. I was, you know, like I say as well, Dee put so much effort into it. We've still got a lot of those kind of books, the hardback ones, to sell. There hasn't been as many of what were thought of the kind of, well, what I thought for the paperback ones. So that was a bit of a disappointment. But this is the kind of, you know, this is the kind of, this is where it comes, boils down to. We've still got to make money, do you know what I mean? So always just trickling in all the time has been that kind of monthly subscribe, the £2.50 subscribe thing, you know. And I, to be quite honest, I haven't done the kind of sanatorium show for a long time, you know, but it's just down purely lack of time, to be quite honest. But there's always, you know, everyone's been so kind, still kept up those kind of monthly donation payments. So I think what I'm talking to Josh is, both on both sites, we're going to have now kind of at the front of the page, Josh is working on putting like kind of little widget up there where you can choose your monthly amount to kind of subscribe to Starship Sova. And I'm going to try that to see if that's like a better way of keeping the show funded. Yeah, there'll be these workshops and everything like that. That's fantastic. But the underlying kind of bedrock has always been those, you know, and it's only, I think, I'm not too sure, probably about 60, 70 people that are kind of subscribe on the kind of monthly basis, like a rolling £2.50. That's always just taking care of it. You know what I mean? If it all comes to worse, you know what I mean? Each month, there's always them coming in. So I've told on Josh, and we're going to get on the website. You know, so if you're kind of thinking, well, bloody hell, go on, it's a new year, I'm going to support Starship Sova, that's a fine way. Do you know what I mean? I'll get Josh to put this widget up as soon as possible, and like I say, I'll be blaring on about it on other shows, you know, and everything like that. But that's, you know, I'm going to try that model just to see, you know, the good old fashioned, you know, donate and help us, help the show, help the community keep this bird going. So I think we're coming to the end of my little meta show. We'll be resuming normal, whatever Starship Sova is next week. You know, like I say, we're kicking off with a fantastic Cory Doctorow three-part special there, The Martian Chronicles. And, you know, a big thank you to Jeff as well, Jeff Lane, because Jeff, over Christmas, has recorded that. And you're talking, I think, 19, 20,000 words, might even be more. Jeff, you know, Christmas and New Year, Jeff, if I could give you a big hug, do you know what I mean? That's the commitment, you know what I mean? That's what people do for Starship Sova. I think we've got to thank Mrs. Lane as well, to be quite honest. Jeff, you've got an amazing woman there. Thank you so much. Tell her thanks from me and everybody. Look out for this story, because it is just fantastic. It's what science fiction's all about. Look out for Tales to Terrify type in Tales to Terrify. I'll get a link on the Starship Sova site. Subscribe to that now. We're in iTunes there. So what we're going to do, Larry's going to release a couple of little episodes, just a little kind of teaser, little short stories, so we can kind of, you know, give you little samples of what's coming, and then we'll kick off on the 13th, Friday the 13th for that. Look out for Amy H. Sturgis and Sherlock. It's on the BBC at the minute. Sherlock Holmes special. Probably about 20 tickets on that show as well. £20 a ticket for that. So, until next week, honestly, have a fantastic 2012. Do you know what I mean? If you've got dreams, get them done. Do you know what I mean? Get them done. There's no one going to do them apart from you. Get them done. Don't sit on them. Do you know what I mean? Do not sit on your dreams. Until next week, just like to say, good night from me.
Will our heroes survive this terrible ordeal? Can they win through with their integrity unscathed? Can they escape without completely compromising their honor and artistic judgment? Tune in next week for the next exciting installment of
Starship Sofa. Evacuation procedure initiated. Shuttle set for launch. Airlock will be opened in.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.